It's time for Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. Mike Anderson is back on the line with us. Mike, look, obviously this is a time of terrible crisis for small businesses in particular. The big boys, maybe they've got deep enough pockets and resources to be able to weather this particular coronavirus storm, but small businesses are much more on the edge. So how can they improve their efficiencies and their competitive edge, not only to get through this crisis, but maybe into the future so they emerge leaner, meaner, stronger?
Yes, Mark, thank you for that, and good morning to you once again. Mark, this is the ultimate time to really take care of this, and there's a few key areas that I can elaborate on. First of all, it's about the quality of services you offer and how effectively you communicate your products and services to and with your customers. It's the customer level of satisfaction that determines whether the customer will be a return customer and also make referrals for you. Another thing is, now people might find this surprising, charge more is what referred to as prestige pricing. It's used not just to boost margins, but to increase the brand's image and social capital by appealing to buyers who don't take cheaper products seriously. You don't buy a Rolex to tell time. The only caution here is that your product or service needs to be able to justify the higher pricing you want to command. And then, of course, stand on the shoulders of giants. You don't need to reinvent the wheel, and you don't need to figure everything out yourself. Find something that is already working and make it better. A penguin cannot become a giraffe, so just be the penguin you can be. Mark, this can go on for, of course, many more reasons, but these are the key things that one can do to really uplift that, of course, competitive edge in one's business.
I'm interested that you say don't cheapen your product. If anything, well, obviously charge a realistic price, but 100%. Perhaps charge more. Don't cheapen yourself.
Don't cheapen. Especially now, there's a lot of tendency, Mike, where businesses are desperate, which we fully understand, are lowering their prices.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not the way to go. You know, rather justify the price that you charge.
Okay. And what role do you think technology plays in business now?
Well, we get a lot of questions here, Mike, but if you think about this, the best solutions are what is best for your business. There are a lot of free amazing solutions out there for online meetings, for hosting virtual events, for newsletter distribution, e-publication platforms, and of course, here's a big one where you can also gain that competitive edge to uplift your online presence, a wonderful email signature, your Facebook, your Twitter account, your website. You know, now's the time to really uplift your professional presence, and that will allow you to compete with any business, small or big.
Those are good thoughts, I think, and we'll chat again tomorrow. That's Mike Anderson, the CEO and the founder of the NSBC, and that was Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.